Baltimore mayor warns against Super Bowl parties, don't be a clown. By Hannah Blow on February 5, 2021. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, D., warned residents Thursday to refrain from attending Super Bowl parties this weekend due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, instructing them to stay home. The Democrat mayor shared a popular clown meme to social media, depicting the progression of an individual transforming into a circus clown as he outlines his plans to go to a Super Bowl party. The decision to go to such an event, the governor said, impacts the entire community. Don't be a clown. Stay at home for the Super Bowl. The decisions you make have an impact on our entire community as we navigate this #COVID-19 pandemic, Scott said. According to the Maryland Department of Health, the statewide positivity rate stands at 5.94%. Scott's calls are reminiscent of the remarks heard from progressive officials throughout the holiday season, who warned Americans to limit their Thanksgiving and Christmas gatherings to those in their immediate household. Don't travel, don't congregate together, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who now serves as President Biden's chief medical advisor on the coronavirus, said in early December. I know how difficult that is. We all have a strong degree of empathy knowing, and myself included, about wanting to be with your family, wanting to have a large Christmas dinner with family and friends over, he continued, adding that it just should not be done. To the best of our capabilities, we should avoid travel and avoid congregate settings, he added. Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., who also begged people to limit their holiday gatherings and stay away from loved ones, came under fire in November after he admitted that he planned to spend Thanksgiving with his 89-year-old mother and two of his daughters. Later that day, a senior advisor to Cuomo said the governor modified his plans. The U.S. has reported 26,398,337 cumulative cases of the Wuhan virus, 941,667 of which have been reported in the last 7 days. However, the 7-day moving average shows a downward trajectory in daily cases reported.